It's the NFL spreadsheet countdown. I don't know what the fuck we call this show. This is our NFL show, I guess. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast, along with my spread expert extraordinaire. I guess we could call you a fucking spreader. Mr. Billy Body, Billy Bats.
Why would we call the NFL show? We already have the wrestling show, so
yeah,
we just need
the football show. I guess we should say NFL because you have a lot of those, you know, limeys over on your side of the pond that would think football show is something else, though.
Yeah, well, it is. It's actually played with your feet. So,
you know what? That's what's funny because I go, what would you call our football then? Because you wouldn't say handball. I don't know what I like pigskin. I like calling it that.
Do you know what we actually call it? We call it American football.
Well, they do have Mexican Coke, so that is a thing, maybe.
Did you not know on our betting sites it's labeled as American football?
No, I mean, I figure it would just be labeled that because, you know, when it's another country that football is, I mean, football over there is king for you guys, the English football, soccer for us, so.
I always wanted to know what gridiron was.
Oh, that's the field is called the gridiron.
Okay. Yeah. What's the reason for that?
I have no idea because iron's tough and it's kind of looks like a grid because of the lines. So, Yeah, that's about it. But yeah, the gridiron grates, all that kind of stuff. So let's get to our pick-ems. Last week, Billy, I have some information for what we did. You want to start with how you did and what you put out there on lock betting, by the way, if people wanted to win money, you would have, okay, so did I.
Did you track my picks from the show?
I wrote down, the only things I wrote down from the show is, remember I was like way off on some spreads? I wrote that down to see if I was right or if the experts were right. And that's what I have written down for me.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, what I officially put through for the Sports Gambling Podcast competition ended up going 13-2, and what I ended up playing, which would have been I would have changed my mind about a few things, maybe that were on the show from actually when I input my picks, but the things I wouldn't have changed my mind about were my six rock solid picks, which were $100 bets, and I always knew what those six were, and they ended up going 6-0. And obviously, we talked about them on the show. We knew what they were. They were like Bills, Ravens, New Orleans Saints, the ones that I was really in love with. And yeah, they all ended up winning easy. They were easy as well, all of them. Like Brady. What about the biggest take was on Monday morning? It's going to be talking about how New England won and how Cam looked good. And how Tom Brady looks shit for Tampa. That is the absolute 100% takeaway from week one. And I said it right here as a quote.
Yeah, you exactly said that. Because I remember when we were watching the game, you had sent me the written up article that you had on your site. Yeah. And it was like exactly what was fucking said ahead of time. So for those who want to make that money.
Was that a chatter like around your workplace on Monday?
Yeah, a lot of it is what we had said on the show. Not so much like just saying Tom is garbage or something, but like we said, it will take a few weeks and it will be fine, but it's going to be a couple weeks. New Orleans has been together for 100 years and it was going to be a lot smoother for them. Right in the beginning, though, of the game, I was like, shit, they marched right the fuck down the field. Tom did and scored and was like, oh, okay, this might be something. But his guys didn't help. The line wasn't the best. Tom was overthrowing weird fucking throws like out of bounds that were like way fucking crazy. So it was, the whole thing was kind of fucked up. And over here, the coach, Arians, he publicly said Tom needs to be better and Tom was no good and stuff like that. So, you know, that caused a little bit of a stir, like, oh my God, look, he was called out in public. But they're like, well, you know, this is football. Of course, everyone can be held accountable, which means this week, watch them light the shit out of fucking Carolina. I don't know any spreads yet, so we'll have to get into that. As for mine, remember, Billy, I did, when I was doing the spreads with you and I was way off, I was right on two of them and I was wrong on two of them. I said Seattle by 9. The pros said by 2. They won by 13. I said Indy by 10. Indy fucking lost. The pros said Indy by 7. So they weren't right. I said Philly by 10.5. The pros said Philly by 6.5. Philly fucking lost. And I said Pittsburgh by 9.5. The pros said 6. They won by 10. So I kind of was then better than the pros, because the ones we lost, those two that I said, the pros were wrong completely as well, because they picked the other side to win. So that's that. But like when I said, oh, Green Bay was getting points and so were the Bears, I said, what are you, out of your fucking mind? They're going to win outright. So I put a parlay together where they just had a win, although Chicago was tight for quite a fucking while. But I won that parlay because I just said no points. Fuck this. Just outright win. I put a lot of parlays together and we did over-unders and stuff. So I did well as well. I don't throw down the money that Billy does because it'll hurt my heart to lose any of that kind of thing. It'll drive me fucking crazy. So
yeah, I didn't throw it down because, like, I think if it's a case of just betting on like one game, mm-hmm. then it's like more. But I don't ever think for myself like getting, you know, like three out of six, I think would be pretty bad. So yeah. I don't ever think I'm going to get 3 out of 6. I know I'm not going to get 2 out of 6. Like out of 14 games, if I choose, you know, 6 that I really like. Sorry, 16 games last week, so it was to start of the season. But if I choose 6 out of 16 and I choose to not bet on 10 games, which I didn't last week, I know that I'm going to get at least half of those right.
See, so, and that's the thing too, is if people are going to take Billy's bets, take it from me, because I have gone through it before and I always ask Billy, so what are your big ones today? And I piggyback and do my own gambling. And you're better to do all of his picks instead of trying to cherry pick.
Yeah, there's no point.
No, there isn't, because you're going to win the majority that he does. And you might, okay, say you bet 8 and you lost 2. You're still going to be ahead, but if you only pick the 2 that he lost, well, fuck. So, and also,
there's no point, because that's just like fucking, you may as well do that by listening to this show, because we're going to pick every game anyway, and you can maybe try and like, you may try and cipher it simply from tone.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, they sounded like they really liked that game. Well, actually, like, that's not a thing, because like, I could, I mean, we both like really liked Indy, but nobody actually took the 7 last week out of either one of us.
No, not as a lot. I picked them to just outright win for like a, that was my, you know, my survivor pool, which I lost the first week and I'm fucking out.
Also, I got Dallas like 9.5 wins from the Futures show. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they've only got 15 games to win 10. They got to go 10-5 now for me to win.
Mm-hmm. I was going to talk to you about a parlay that I put together for this week. We'll get into it toward the end, but I wanted to see what you thought, because it is just flat out win. So what I did was I picked every game this week, because I think for the most part, if you're just looking at flat win, there might be 2 games that are halfway iffy, and I don't even know if they're that. So I'm like, I think I could clean sweep this. And if I do, I put down $10 to win $3,100. So that might be something people might want to try to do too, because this week does not look, when you take the points out of it, it doesn't look like it should be a tight one at all. Maybe tonight is one of the tight ones. And I'm like, maybe the Chicago Giants one? And I don't even know if that's that tight, because Chicago should plainly win that, you know?
That's funny, because I don't really think tonight's will be particularly tight. Really.
I don't think it should be either, but however, Burrow did look good and should have fucking won that game. And Cleveland's playing Baltimore, so, I mean, okay, sure, you're going to lose, but It's a matter of, does Baker look like a fucking quarterback again, or does he throw a fucking pick on his first throw again? That's the scary part.
I think they start running it a bit more.
Yeah, and last time they're down, so you can't keep running, right? So it was one of those where if you're playing catch up, now you're chucking the ball 1,000 times. So we'll start with that, Cincinnati at Cleveland. And I would say Cleveland has to be favored, of course. And I would say they are favored. You do that 3-point at home thing, 3.5 points.
No, they're bigger favorites than that. They're favored by 6.5 points.
Should they win by a touch? They should win by a touchdown, right? I'm worried that we haven't seen Joe Burrow enough. And is he a fucking, I mean, I think he's a kind of a game changer type of guy.
It's difficult without the home fans there.
Yeah.
Because the Thursday night game, apart from last season, mm-hmm. actually the line is just 6 now, it moved in the last 10 minutes. Some money going on the Bengals. But yeah.
There's defensive injuries on Cleveland. That's why, probably. A couple guys are out.
Yeah, but this game was usually a case of, especially when the weeks got shorter, it starts to favor the home teams much more towards the end of the season, where you're getting that short week, banged up, playing after 4 days rest, and the home team are just sitting at home waiting for you. So it does favor the home team on Thursdays usually. And last week, obviously, the home team always wins the opener. The Super Bowl champions mm-hmm. always seem to win home. So we got that. So I don't think anything will change here. I can't even imagine how big the problems are at Cleveland if they end up losing this game. And their win total this season was 8.5. So they have to get to 8 wins somehow. And this is one where I think at the start of the season, when we were doing our futures and we were going over, under, this, that, looking through the schedules and everything, there's no way anybody gave this to the Bengals. So there's no point doing it now.
I don't even know if Odell Beckham is going to be on the team the rest of the year, because all of a sudden he does not look like a superstar wide receiver. He's dropping shit and he's targeted a lot. But I don't know if he's worried about the rumor that goes around about him and that's where his mind is, or what.
Was it some kind of gay rumor?
No, you haven't heard the thing with him? It was the other week. Some girl came out and said he likes to be shitted on.
Oh.
Yeah, that he's into being shitted on, watching people shit. So that's the new thing for him.
Oh, yeah. It's good thing it's done. And you just get on with it.
Yeah. So, okay, what's the next game you got?
Okay, I got your game next. I got Bears, Giants.
That's the order I have as well. I would say the Bears should be favored by, I'll go with 6.5.
It's just 5.5.
5.5 only. I would think they got to win by a fucking, they can't win by just like fucking 4 or fucking 3, can they? You got MVP Mitch back there.
I don't get how those points started to go up last week. Because I had that in my mind as an under, definitely, last week. It was only like 40 points or something as well.
It took a while. And then it finally blew up. But and Saquon Barkley, they're going to try to run the shit out of this ball because he only got 6 yards last week. So they're going to hammer that run for quite a while. So it might be that under to go for. What is the total for over under?
42.
I could see that. I think both teams are going to run a lot. And it's going to be one of those struggles. But the way Adrian Peterson ran on the Bears last week, they got to fix that. So.
But what about Barkley? I mean, he ran like 1 yard a carry last week.
Yeah, you got 6 total. So that's why I think they're going to try to push the shit out of him to get him going, because you can't have a guy just be like, oh, fuck, I'm done. You know, I mean, 6 yards for a game is pretty brutal for a guy like that. So that's why I think they're going to try to run the ball and establish the run to get him moving a little bit and get some confidence going.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with this one. I think I'll take you guys.
Yeah, I would.
I think you got some problems. But you do have problems. That's the thing. Like,
they do.
Detroit are really fucking inconsistent. So it doesn't surprise me that it's in their history and nature to fall apart as well.
Yes.
I think this is a more of a game where you'll see where you're at, because New York looked okay for three quarters last week too. So
yeah, for a little bit. But like I said, I don't trust Daniel Jones. And I think against the defense, he struggles. And if they give different looks, he struggles. This might be the battle of inconsistent quarterbacks. And that's why it might just straight go to the run game at one point. The Bears, of course, had problems. And Detroit last week, everybody got hurt. They had no more corners. And that was it. They just started picking them off at that point when they had nobody out there. And hell, Lions should have won the game with that last throw. Or the throw before the last. But the guy fucking... You know that guy's last year in college, how many drops he had?
No.
Zero. First one in the NFL dropped.
I couldn't believe that. I was watching that.
I couldn't either. I was like, oh my God. I lost a year of my life watching the end of that game. I was like, oh, of course they marched down the field with a minute left. This scary defense of the Bears. They can't stop shit. Well, everybody at that prevent bullshit. They all back up. It drives me fucking crazy. And they did it again, and I'm like, oh my God.
Watched it at the same time as you, because I watched on Red Zone, and Red Zone came over live to that play, so it's right at the end.
Yeah, we both texted OMG. That's the funniest part. We both texted the same exact thing.
Yeah, about the same thing.
Yeah, same time. All right, go ahead. What's next?
So I got Dallas and Atlanta next. Atlanta.
In Dallas.
Sorry, it's in Dallas, yeah.
God, Dallas has to win this fucking game. And I think I would go with Dallas by... I'm doing a lot of 6.5s here. I'll go with that again.
No, it's just 4.5.
Damn. You know what? I think I would take Dallas then. If it's only 4.5, I think Dallas covers that.
I mean, Atlanta did that thing again last week where... they were taking money. They were started as 3-point underdogs against Seattle, where you took Seattle and thought it should be more like seven or something.
Yeah,
and then in the a load of money was on Atlanta. They ended up starting that game as the favorites, -1.
Jesus, yeah, I said by 9.5, and the pros had it by 2, and they won by like 13, I think.
Yeah, they got really badly beat. So I'm not expecting Atlanta now to go down to Dallas and win. But I need this Dallas win already, so I don't know if I'll be doubling down on this or not, because I need them to get a couple of wins together. I need them to move to, like, you know, 3-1, 4-2, so at least they're on to catch this, to get past this 9.5. All right, so next we go to...
No, you stay there. Detroit goes to Green Bay, right?
Yep.
That's what we got. Detroit goes to Green Bay. So I got the same list I can go down to. Detroit goes to Green Bay. Everyone kind of hurt on Detroit after that horrible game they had. And Rodgers throwing a lot now. I think in the beginning they're going to try to run Peterson, because all of a sudden Peterson looked like he was fucking 25 years old again. I wrote down that I thought Peterson would get 160 yards this next game. The only thing I think that stops that is I think the Packers are going to put up so many points, they're not going to have to be able to run the ball at all. They're going to have to throw. So I don't know if he's going to get that many touches after a while. I think Green Bay's got to be favored by double digits here. I would say 10.5.
No, it should be a lock then. So the total here, based on what you said with all those points, the total here is only 49.5. The total in the last game was higher. It was 53.5, the Atlanta-Dallas game. Whereas I agree that this is going to have a higher total. I think this goes over and it has more points than the Atlanta-Dallas game. And if you want Green Bay, you only have to lay 6.5 points.
Only 6.5. I might have a lock. 6.5. I do know, however, Detroit does play them tough. We've seen Detroit beats them, you know? So that's what's... It's so odd. Like, some people have everybody's number, right? And it's like, well, how the fuck does this team not beat anyone but them?
Well, they don't beat them in Green Bay, so...
That one they should have, but there was a fake holding call. That was the last year, right? Where they kept throwing a flag and there was no penalty. This... With the corners fucking hurt and Rodgers throwing all over the place, this is a fucking bloodbath is what this is. I'll tell you, take this fucking right now and run. 6.5. You tell me they're not going to win by a touchdown in this game?
So get this one next, right? I was watching this this TV show, this NFL, I forget the name of it. It's brand new. We just got it. But I think it's a show you guys have had for years. It's like some NFL daily show or something. Mm-hmm. And they were talking on the show and they were like going, can you believe that after Sunday that one of the Colts or the Vikings are going to be 0-2? Like, they were fucking
like, it's a shock.
Big Super Bowl contenders. Like, it was unbelievable that they were going to start with 0-2, which they obviously have to unless they tie. But yeah, this is how these guys were talking. It was fucking nuts. What do you think the line is here?
Well, with them talking like that, that kind of makes me think that, like, Indy's favored by, like, 2.
Why did that make you think that?
Because, like, they're both such great fucking teams. How have they lost? So this has to be, like, they're going to kill each other and one's barely going to win.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big surprise that Green Bay won at Minnesota. Like, maybe the Colts result was. But, yeah, I mean, this one, the Colts are favored by 3 points.
Okay. You know what? And I picked Minnesota outright to win this game.
Really?
Yeah. I was not high on the Colts from the get-go anyway. So, what did I say the Colts would be for the year? I said the Colts would be... Watch me be completely fucking bad now. I said they'd be 9-7, so I'm not high on them for shit.
Even that's hard to get to when you start 0-2, but yeah, I think Rivers, Brady, they're all dumb.
Rivers lost the game.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking statue. And the Colts, look at the Colts. Defense allowed Minshew to complete 19 out of 20 passes. That's 95%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would think, even though Cousins chokes, he's better than Minshew, right?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take those points. I might take them. I would even be interested in the money line on that one. All right, so we got Miami against the Bills, who are good now.
This should be a beat up game too, and I would think by game 4, maybe game 3, they put in Tua for Miami. Buffalo is going to be favored here, and Buffalo is going to be they're favored by 8.
No, they're favored by 5.5, but that's because they're Buffalo, because they haven't done.
Yeah, they're still not known to be good, and they're going to Miami, which should have fans in the stands. This is another that I think is pretty fucking safe, I think. I say it's 8.5, and would you say it was 5?
5.5, yeah.
5.5. Yeah, I think this might be a close one for a lock as well.
All right, the 49ers, who lost to the HTJs, are going to the Jets. But the thing is that was one of the games I played.
Yeah.
Because I had those 7. They were 7.5, maybe, I think, when we did the show. They ended up just being 7. But we had that 7, 7.5. We both had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't like the Arizona Cardinals, but we both had it. I don't like the 49ers even more, though, so for me that
you only don't like the Cardinals because you know a guy who likes the Cardinals. Yeah, otherwise, who cares?
I just could have dropped the bomb in that aspect. That would have reached you.
I was going to say, now you know how I felt during the NFC Championship game. God, the 49ers are going to butt fuck the Jets. I was like, if the fucking 49ers lose to the Jets, they better fucking just scrap the season. I think, though, people seeing Jimmy being Jimmy Trubisky out there has scared them for the line. So, but that defense against the fucking Jets who have no fucking receivers, it's got to be fucking 10.5 for the fucking Niners.
No, it's just 7.
That's not crazy. It's not crazy off from where I said. So they got to win by more than a fucking touchdown, but they've got to, right?
Yeah, they got to bounce back from that. I think I'd be looking at that in like parlays for them to win that game and maybe put it in with other stuff. But I don't know about the 7. They look pretty bad. It's the thing is that they got the same issues as you, but they're like better at what they do. Mm-hmm. And they got other things, other ways to score points without giving the ball to Jimmy G.
Yeah.
But Jimmy G seems shit to me. I'm not really a big fan.
Kittle's hurt, but they think he'll still play. He almost got his knee snapped backwards. So he's not practicing, but he'll play. And I think it's a lot of that, you know, just shoot him up. He'll get out there and go. But I just don't think the Jets will have any offense against that defense. Arizona has two fucking receivers that are, you know, one's going in the Hall of Fame, one probably will go in the Hall of Fame. And a running fucking quarterback that who the fuck can catch. So, and they barely won. So, I think the Jets are going to get fucking killed. And I have a prediction for the next game, if it's Philadelphia game.
It is Philadelphia home to the Rams, and there's no favorite. So
it's even, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would take the Rams in this, and I wasn't high on the Rams in the beginning of the year, and I was so with Philly. As I had said before, though, I said Philly has no offensive line, and you saw that last week when he got sacked 8 times. By the football team in Washington. And I said, did you see the highlights of Aaron Donald against the Cowboys? Like crazy shit where he just like picked up the fucking offensive lineman guy and like threw him. And then Elliott tried to fucking block him and he like, it looked like a cartoon. He got put on his fucking back like his feet were up in the air. I said, Wentz will get knocked out of this game. I think he gets fucked up in this game. So that's my prediction with this. And so I will be taking the fucking Rams to really fuck up Philly.
They got any fans in this or not?
No.
Just none at all?
None.
I bet they still tailgate, though.
I don't know. It might be closed.
So apparently you got Miles Sanders, Lane Johnson, Javon Hargrave, Derek Barnett. They're all going to play. So that's people back. Last week, like we were looking at their injuries and things. Someone saying the look ahead number here was 3.5. So two teams are closed. I'm just reading people's. Mm-hmm. This is the most split game, which is probably why it's the most split price. All right, I need to just go for the Eagles because I didn't think the Rams would be good at the start of the year, and
yeah,
if there's a situation where they're like 2-0, then the Rams are like, you know, back in that playoff contention, mm-hmm. and they'll be a playoff team, and yeah, because I mean, I think that the defense is still going to be good. Because I don't think that was ever a question of it, but it was just a case of like, you know, was Goff worth all that money and things like that were being.
Yeah, Goff isn't very good.
But that's Goff, the year before, it's like, yes, like Goff's at the Super Bowl and he proved everyone right when they were given the Super Bowl ahead of the Saints. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, and then last year, all the question marks were around. That's the thing. It would take six or seven game sample size to really like suss it out. The points total here is 45. Mm-hmm. 46 now. I think it might go under that. I think these two teams may have to. The team that defends the best might win. Then we've got Denver going to Pittsburgh.
Did you skip a team a few up, by the way? Jacksonville at Tennessee? I had them way high on my list. Maybe they're not getting a line, and that's why they're not in your thing.
I have it, but it's in a couple of games.
Oh, okay. All right. So Denver and Pittsburgh.
Alphabet.
Oh, really? See, we've been all in a row, and that was up there. Denver at Pittsburgh. Denver's tricky. But I thought it took a while for Pittsburgh to, you know, bounce back and do something. But I would say Pittsburgh 4.5.
No, 7.5.
Ooh. Hmm.
I don't mind laying a number because I think that I think the Giants are better than people think they are, and I think they'll get better over the next couple of years. They need to put more weapons around Barkley and James, mm-hmm. But I think they looked all right against Steelers. Giants, sorry, they stayed in the game, and Denver. I think that if they're not winning games in altitude, and when they move away from the real big home advantage, as we were talking about at the start of the season, where we were saying teams like Seattle have lost their big home advantage, but teams like the Packers in December and Denver's altitude and that still stay, that's still a home advantage. So I think when you're not winning games at home, I don't see what you're going to be able to do here in Pittsburgh. There's no doubt in my mind that the Packers, the Steelers, and the 49ers win their games. I don't know if I want to be involved in all those spreads because they're all about the same. I think if you're looking at those three teams and looking at them being the same spread, give or take a half point, mm-hmm. you've got to take Green Bay.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, that, of course, you have to.
But the other two will win.
Oh, say that again. So who will win?
Okay, so I said, if you're looking at the spreads, if you're looking at teams that win this week,
sure.
I said, for me, the Steelers, the mm-hmm. 49ers, Packers will all win.
Yeah.
But at very different, very different stylistically in very different ways, because I think the Packers will win wide, whereas I'm 100% certain about laying the spreads on these other ones, but I'm saying all the spreads are the same. They're only separated by half a point.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Green Bay 6.5, 49 is 7, and then the Steelers 7.5.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I'm more certain about Green Bay covering 6.5 than I am about the others, but mm-hmm. I've got no qualms about putting those three in a parlay at all, along with Tampa Bay, who are next, because there's no way they lose this game.
Yeah. Tom is like, I guess they said it was like forever since Tom ever like started 0-2 or something. Like it's some crazy stat. And they're home. I mean, I don't know if you could just gel after a week, obviously. I'm sure they're studying like crazy and really in deep with practice because that's what they do and stuff like that. So, I would say they win. But I would say they're favored by, God, I'm toying with that 6.5 again. I'll say 6.5. Fuck it.
Oh, you want to put right amongst this pack of teams.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, things happen like that. Like nobody's really sure that first couple.
They're actually a stronger favorite than all those guys. They're actually favored by 8.
Okay. -8. See, that's always, I hate that, because when you're up by like a touchdown and it's late, there's no urgency to have to get more, you know, and that always is like, I'm like, they don't try to score and to get to 8, you know?
For $50 this week to win 160, so 110 profit. Bucks, Steelers, 49ers, Packers. Where do you lose?
And this is straight up, or are you doing with the points?
No, not with the points, because with the points, it's always sure. Points that returns closer to nearly 700 if you put 100 on. Oh, sorry, well, if you put 50 on it, that's going to be near about 330, 340 with the points. But if you take the points out, for straight up, you can get 160 back off 50.
See, yeah, there are so many things you could parlay this week when it's not even taking point, and like large chunks of amount of teams. Because like I said, I did them all this week to see, and that was putting down $10 for 3,100. So,
you know, your parlays and things are more likely to come in under these current conditions without the fans, because fans influence and motivate a lot. And there's players that like play down when his fans there, or his players that play up. So I don't know. I think a lot of times you're going to see the better football teams just winning without weird mistakes and people playing up to the 12th man, etc.
That's what I thought, that it's going to be, we're going to see the best team win.
This is another one that falls in that category. I mean, you were right about this when you looked ahead and see that these were easy. I had a little glance at it earlier and was more so trying to find a really solid play without laying too many points, but that doesn't seem to be here.
Do you think the hardest one just flat out win so far is Minnesota and Indy? Do you think that's the closest one of all of them, and that's it?
That's a 50-50 game. I'm a little bit worried about some spreads, like 4.5 for Dallas, 5.5 for the Bears. You know, tonight Cleveland's Cleveland. They should win by 20, but who knows?
Yeah.
Tennessee and the Jags is next, and then we move on to the evening games on Sunday.
Okay.
For me.
Tennessee and the Jagoffs. I think the Jags finally come back to earth after that last win and put them in their place. And I say Tennessee wins by their home. There's actually fans there. So I'll say 8.
It is 8. There we go.
Finally fucking got one here.
So there's fans here. So we got to look at the places for where they're letting in fans, because these are the mania destinations.
Oh, there you go. I told you it's going to be all hillbilly places, all Midwest shit. That's pretty much that in Florida. Maybe they'll go back Tampa again. Fuck.
So that's the plan. Tampa have been promised that they'll get it properly anyway.
Yeah. Shit. Okay, what's next?
So we got the Hayes TJs against the Redskins.
And if people don't know, that's the horse-tooth jackass Arizona Cardinals.
And Redskins were a team that existed last year. they're just listed as a football team now.
That's okay. Arizona's got to be favored, and they've got to be favored by 6.5.
7. It's just gone. But yeah, what do you think of them now as like front runners, team to be taken seriously?
Oh, I think they should be. I think they're going to take another step here, and especially you got Hopkins on that team. That's a fucking. You have two monsters to throw to. Plus, that fucker is running around. It's hard with them. I think they'll be good. I don't think they're going to be some world beaters or anything, but I think they are not to be taken lightly.
I like this game to go under. There's 46. I think this defense is this good. I think Arizona will win this game, but I don't think it'll be as easy because I think this defense is going to bring it every week now. And they shut the Eagles down completely for like 2.5 quarters. So
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they're pretty. So I think they're the best defense in the East, NFC East. I think I don't think they're going to be that bad. I'm glad I don't have them on my totals. I mean, I have the Jags and the Bengals to go under the totals. I think they may be bad teams, even though the Jags also won. But I actually don't think the Washington football team are going to be that bad. So we got Ravens, Texans, or Texans, Ravens.
At the Texans, yeah. I would assume there's fans there too, because I know Dallas has fans. So I'm thinking anything in Texas will have fans. I would say Baltimore is winning this one, and I would probably give them 6.5, actually, and not being at home.
Just 7 points, so it's close.
Yeah, okay. Favored by a touchdown. That's what's hard. You know, that win by a touchdown, and then it's fucking wash. I don't like when it's even like that. If it was 6.5, you go, okay, they got to win by a touchdown. But that's a little bit rougher. I would stay away from it.
Yeah, Texans got beat up in the end last Thursday. I mean, they were okay at the start.
Yeah, it took a little bit. Yeah.
Chargers mm-hmm. at home to the Chiefs.
Chargers supposedly have this good defense, but Kansas City's offense is so fucking good. I want to go high with this, actually. And I'll say 9.
Let's see if it was 9. No, it is what it is. It's 8.5.
Oh, see? 8.5. Yeah, I mean, does San Diego's offense, or whatever they are, defense, does it step up better? I mean, they almost lost to fucking Burrow's first game. They had a rough time with fucking Cincy.
They held him to 200 yards and 200 yards passing, so...
They just can't have offense, that's all.
I heard somebody saying that Burrow's had, like, a really good, solid start, and you could see everything there. That was this... who was it? Colin Cowherd. But sometimes mm-hmm. I think that these shows that rely on these clicks and viewers and stuff, sometimes I think they say shit to just get people irate and to get people to like see what they'll say next and whatever. But I mean, this is what he said.
Yeah, I think he's... I'm not sure, but I think he talked shit about Owen Hart. I'm not sure. I think a late night host did. Somebody said something. After he dropped from the fucking ceiling. Okay, so what we got next? New England at Seattle?
Yeah, who did you take there?
Oh, I took Kansas City. If it's only 8.5, I think they got to get to 10.
I'm going to take those points, actually, in that one. I think that's one of the ones that we disagreed in, because I think the Chargers might... I mean, it's not much of a contest for the division, but this is the hardest game in their division. Otherwise, they're going to go 0-6 easy. I don't know if they're going to... Sorry, 6-0 easy. So I don't know if they're going to go 6-0 and cover 6 spreads in their division.
And that's this crazy. Is a add to the parlay of the fucking no points. Would you think so? Or are you scared of that one?
I'm more scared of this one than I am of some of the others, because I like the spots for the others. I think that the Steelers just... carry on winning. I don't like Denver as a road team. I think San Francisco, it's just unthinkable to me they'd be 0-2. If I lost money and they were 0-2, it'd almost be worth the money.
I always think the same type of shit.
I think the Packers have to win just because it's against Detroit, and it'll be such a big contrast from what Detroit did last week to what Green Bay did last week, for Green Bay to lose at Lambeau. Plus, we got a terrible, difficult schedule coming up, and this is a game that we have to win. I can't remember what the other one is I put in there.
You have Tampa.
Yeah, if Brady goes 0-2, again, there's that publicity that goes with it. I mean, but that's the thing, like, you can stick on, like, Tennessee down at home to Jacksonville.
But you don't think Kansas City just outright fucking wins this game? You wouldn't put that in that parlay. You're more worried about that one.
I'd be more worried about adding Kansas and Baltimore this week, just because I don't like their game.
Okay.
I think if they go 1-1, who cares? Like they fell asleep for a week.
Right. Yeah.
And whereas the other teams are all in situations where they can't afford to lose in San Francisco's spot or Green Bay, looking ahead, in order for them to get to this 10-6 number or whatever, these are the type of games they need to win. Last week may have been a bonus, but you need to pick up some bonuses, because when we did the Packers schedule, I had six losable games there, mm-hmm. and we got past one of them last week. So now for me, that means that we can get to 11-5. So we can't immediately fuck that up and lose a game that we should win. All right, so we got Seattle hosting New England.
I'm very interested to see how it is with no real home field. And I'm wondering if this game takes place because of the smoke. They've canceled baseball there, which is goofy because that's an indoor stadium. So I'm like, God forbid you parlay this. Do they fucking just say, sorry, you lost because the game was postponed?
That's not how it works.
On my stupid sites, it might. So I will say Seattle wins this because New England is not playing Miami, so it's not going to be that easiness for them anymore. And I would say Seattle's got to be 6.5.
The 4 points.
That's it.
Hmm. 4.5. 4.5. It's just 4. Depends.
I would take that, too. I mean, it's hard. You only seen New England once, and they were very good. However, all it takes is you see one debacle of a game, and you'll have a different thought about them.
I think New England might win this game.
Really? So that's one I should stay away from, huh?
I don't know. I don't know. I just...
Oh, man.
It's just rough. Like, take it... Maybe I'm thinking of it as you know,
the old Patriots.
Hard to like make that adjustment until you actually see them look like a new Patriots team that struggle a bit more and are just, you know, just playing until, you know, it could be, how many times have we looked at week 15 or whatever, mm-hmm. and we're not going to know if the Patriots are going to be in the playoffs because they're going to be around about that mark. Like they're going to be like 8-6 or something. Well, that's what we're being told. But what if they're not? What if they are still like 12-4 or something?
I wouldn't doubt it. And you know what? I know plenty that are picking them to win the division. So I'm really interested when they go against Buffalo. Because talk about like being one of those fans of the other teams, be like, they still keep going. I'd be so pissed. They lose the greatest of all time and they're like, no problem.
Yeah, but this is the other thing, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like the greatest of all time anymore. And he didn't look like the greatest of all time last year. Mm-hmm. But they still had a record where they would have been in number three if they didn't lose to Miami.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff there. And the coaching is good. And then Cam is more mobile than Brady ever was. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think this could be like a statement game to say that we're absolutely just no different. We're still just New England Patriots. We're still going to be in the playoffs and we're still going to be talking about us potentially winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you scare me off this. You imagine if they won the Super Bowl? My God. Belichick's the greatest that's ever fucking lived. The end.
I don't think they're just going to go. I don't think they're just going to get fucked in Seattle this week. I mean, I'd like more points like when you were predicting it'd be higher. Mm-hmm. But 4.5 points... is still something. Last game is Vegas versus New Orleans Saints.
In Vegas and the Death Star. New Orleans got to be favored. I don't think it's by a crazy amount, though. I would say they're favored by 6.5.
Just 5.
5.
Sorry, 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, just because they're on the road, even though it's not really the road, I don't know if there's going to be... I think there's actually not going to be fans there, even though... I mean, hell, they let people in casinos, so what the fuck? It's the first home game, even though there's nobody there. New Orleans has to travel all the way over here. Sometimes, you know, it's one of those get-bit games, but New Orleans is good. I would still have faith they got to win this fucking game by a touchdown.
It's weird because the Saints actually did what they usually do in week one, which they actually underperformed. It says Tampa Bay returned 10 of 11 starters from a unit 56 overall and efficiency was first against the run. Well, I saw a statistic about Drew Brees last week.
Then you think, do they gear up for just that first game and now it's the letdown because they gave all their shit to that one because that was so important?
Well, they're actually saying, like, here, the Saints didn't put up great numbers last week. The Saints' average of 4.2 yards per snap is the lowest, is the second lowest in the league. I mean, there's a few stats here saying that, but they're all picking Vegas to cover to 5.5. But that's why it says, that's why they're giving their reasoning here. But there's another guy here, but the Raiders have no defense. Alvin Kamara is going to have a huge game, a runner and a receiver. Saints defense is going to shut down Tom Brady, and they're going to show up here too. But I don't think that means anything, because I think like Vegas have a better quarterback than Brady. So,
I don't know. I mean, you know how everybody always writes it, Tom. Remember when they lost to fucking Kansas City? And got killed. It was like 40-some points they got killed by. And everyone's like, oh, are you going to bench him? I think he's won 3 Super Bowls since.
The total in this game is 49 points. Mm. It's going to go, like, way over. Both of these teams, like, score a lot of points. And I think there's a lot being made here about New Orleans shut down Brady. Like, that was... like, this defense is all of a sudden, you know, the real McCoy and a real key part of the Saints package. And, yeah, I don't know. I think this.
You know,
like,
what's funny is you say that you think it goes way over. I think it's way under.
Really? Why?
Vegas barely was fucking scoring on, like, one of the worst defenses on Carolina.
They put up 34, 37.
And that's against one of the worst defenses, though? And it took a while, no? I don't know. And I think New Orleans got a better defense than fucking Carolina did. I just think New Orleans is such a much better team than the Raiders.
What was the score last week? I think it was 35-31. It was by 4 because I had 3 in the spread. I think it was 35-30.
Yeah, I mean, didn't think they gave up that many points to fucking... oh, fuck. I mean, I could see New Orleans going fucking ape shit on them. That's for sure. And they got a good running back, Vegas, so they're going to run.
Well, that's the other thing. You could see either way. Like, New Orleans could go ape shit, and then he could, like, start relaxing towards the end of... and then you could have all those garbage points at the end.
Yeah, very true. Fuck.
I think it goes over. So let's finish up.
Yeah. What is your lock? Same one as me.
Oh, I don't know if we have the same. That doesn't really give people anything to choose. That.
Well, listen, it is what it is. I think that's a crazy one. And we gave them a parlay of no points. The parlay of no points is Green Bay, the Jets, Pittsburgh, and Tampa. Say again?
Not the Jets. The 49ers.
Oh, sorry, that game. Yeah, sorry, I have a dot next to the name just around the line. Yes, 49ers in that, not just versus the Jets. I'm going with that lock being Green Bay, being winning by more than 6.5 points.
Okay. I'm trying to find a different one now. It's difficult because, like, the game, the whole week on the money line front and everything looks so easy.
Could Baltimore win that more than 7, though? A lot of spreads are rough this week, but, like, straight up picking, I don't think is rough. Oh, and 49ers got to win by more than 7.
I don't know, because these are teams that didn't look good last week.
Like, you'd take it, but you wouldn't say lock. You know, one of those things. Like, Buffalo's got to win by more than fucking 5.5. I would think, too.
See, now you're looking at, like, Brady. And,
I'm less confident about that being 8 points. When you're doing points-wise.
See, Arizona at home to Washington, they should win. But don't want to take 7.
Yeah, these are big fucking all these spreads are kind of rough this week. I'm very interested to see on your lock betting what you come up with.
You might be a lot of money lines. Let me do a lock anyways. Oh, it's really fucking difficult because I don't want to
do the same one. What the fuck? Like we say, like when you come up with wrestling news, if it's not there, it's not there. When you see one you like, you take it, no matter what, if I said it or not.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna take Green Bay. There, let's double go down on it.
Yeah, but I mean that's the easy one.
But if you're listening to this early enough, the 6 points tonight looks pretty good too. Because I don't think that's gonna be that close. I think Cleveland need to win this game tonight and look decent too. I don't see how this game gets close, because once I think Cleveland get a couple of scores, I don't think Burrow's going to be able to catch up.
Yeah, that is going to be something. Yeah, I think I'm going to put some money down on that myself tonight to get that going. So, all right, everybody, we hope you enjoyed our NFL. Time to go make some money. Billy, how do they sign up for your money-making experience?
They head over to lockbetting.com, and so far we're 100% on the NFL. I'm looking at the play tonight, so we'll see if we'll do that yet. But so far, 6-0 ATS, 6-0 against the spread, 100%. NBA run, 8 in a row. We've won 2 bets in the same game. On Denver winning at the Clippers, which Cavs saw. He had the 8, and I had Jokic on the rebounds.
Jokic? Well,
what did I say?
You said Jokic. You got Jokic on a rebound?
Oh, I'm very tired.
I was like, Billy's got Jokic. By the way, what do you think? 2.5 points? I would take Boston tonight, right? And for the futures, Lakers and Boston?
I don't know. The Heat looked pretty decent.
Yeah, so, I took it tonight, though. I took Boston, and I took Boston to win the series. I just did that today.
What do you say, Jokic?
Jokic, yeah. Because Jokic is something that you scratch your jock because your balls itch.
I've heard it said various ways. I do normally say Nikola Jokic, but I don't normally say it all collectively because it's how I'm like used to.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because that's how I'm used to it, hearing it. Because the commentators seem to do it as well, but then they seem to say the whole thing. What am I fucking saying?
Where to go to lock betting?
Yeah, so it's lockbetting.com, and as I said, that's the numbers for the NBA, the NFL, the soccer. What have we done this week? 12-2 have been. The only 2 bets we lost all week were in soccer, but we obviously had a lot more volume there because there's 14 bets, and we nailed 12 of them. These runs, I want to say this, just a couple of things I do want to say to people, because I get a lot more people signing up now. If you know, and if I'm telling you like to save your money here as well, if you don't know about gambling, don't sign up. And also, I'm not going to teach you. So when you sign up and you send me that message and you're like, oh, how does it work and what books, what bets, what bookies do I go to,
yeah,
or whatever.
You get that constantly.
I'm not going to get involved. If you need to be not a connoisseur or an expert, because that's my job, but at least understand how to put a bet on and have an account. Because I can't help you if you don't know anything about sports. Like, if you don't know what a parlay is and things. Because this legit happens.
Oh, I remember. Since I've known you, you've showed me that happens. Hell, I've been one of the ones who ask you.
Right, but it's not as bad as this. Yeah. So if you don't know anything about it, as much as it sounds good that I can make all this money and all that stuff, like, I'm not gonna like feed it to you to that extent. Like, I'm not gonna put the bets on for you. I'm not gonna guide you through the whole thing. So despite that, you may now be turned off as a customer. That's fine, because it's better like to you not to pay your money up front and then to like come to me and say, hey, how do you do this? Like, I'm not gonna. That's not what we do. We tell you what bets to place and the best place to get those odds. And if there's certain terminologies that you don't understand, like certain markets, if we're betting a certain market, which is difficult to find. Like, I was very specific about the 11 and a half rebounds. But sometimes when we put down something like, I don't know, 2-4-4. So if I wrote something down, Cav, in a basketball game, right? Or an NFL game, and I put 0-42, two teams, over, like, right, of course.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of stuff I'm not going to like go into and explain and everything, because if you don't know what 0-42 means when two teams written down for an NFL game, then you shouldn't be gambling at all, because you are literally gambling. So at least have an idea about sports betting before you get involved. And if you do know about sport, this is for people who like to bet on sports already and are not very good at it, and I'll help you win more money. And then you can lose it on your own bets.
You know what? That'd be interesting if you had another tier that was like a baby steps tier, like a teaching area almost. Like you could just have a shit ton of rules and what everything means for an extra $2, and it's just all written down shit like a glossary.
Do you know I do Q&A shows like every 2 months just to help, just to sort of, in case I have people who are at this point. But they're usually questions about, you know, they're very specific. They're more like people at your level ask like very specific questions. Mm-hmm. You know, like how does a parlay work or whatever. If you don't know anything at all, or you don't even I've got people in there that don't watch any soccer at all, but they know how to put the bets on. Even that's fine. You don't have to. That's the other thing.
I didn't know shit about tennis, and I just did whatever you told me to.
So that's the thing. You get people sign up, right? Who don't watch, who don't know anything about betting, but they watch maybe the sports. That's like the worst way around to do it. The other way around, when people don't sign up because they don't watch those sports, I've heard this comment. It'd be like, oh yeah, but I don't follow soccer. So, I'm
yeah, 12-2.
It's 12-2. Like, listen to what the team's called, put it in the search, see what their line is, and put the bet down, and then check it on your phone.
You know what? I should start doing your soccer bets, because that's one I've never even bothered to try. And I wouldn't even be like nervous waiting for, because I just check the phone. Okay, did I win or not? Because I wouldn't know any better.
Yeah. Just, I mean, that's the thing. Like, this guy's winning on the wrestling bets on Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they don't care who Seth Rollins is. But yeah, he was the underdog against Dominic, and they all won on that, so that was good.
Jesus.
They didn't give a fuck who he was.
It kills me that I can't bet on wrestling over here. I can't find shit. I'm like, ugh. Any site that would have it, I can't do it because of where I am. Like, I'm not allowed to fucking bet.
Well, the main site that had it, Five Dimes is closing down, which is a big thing.
That's not right.
All right. Well, we better go because we won't have to go out for Thursday night.
Yeah. All right. Find all my stuff. Go to Lingus Mafia. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. I'm on Amazon Music now too. So you can find all my shows and everything over there. What's funny is after I complained about nobody signing up to my Twitter, I got a good handful of people that signed up to Twitter. So thank you, everybody. All right.
Mine at 30sheets.com. And the gambling one is at SGPEPL. And also, I'm feeling sick today. I'll sound better on the next show we do. I've got acid reflux cough.
Jesus.
I need my tablets. It's not a serious thing. All it means is that the acid's got into my throat, and normally I take a medication and it goes in like 2 minutes and I just run out. So yeah.
He's Billy. I'm Cav. Go make some money.